I'm in studio today with Jerry Goodspeed, who is USU's Horticulture Extension Agent, and it's our Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment. And the first one that I'm going to look at with Jerry is Cintranthus, also known as Jupiter's Beard. So, Jerry, why is this on your list of plants not to put in?
Well, it's kind of odd because it is a beautiful plant and it is dry. I mean, it can grow in a lot of dry locations. However, Jupiter's Beard is also very aggressive and, you know, it likes friends around. And so if you plant it by itself, pretty soon you go out there in a year and there's 7 or 8 friends, and pretty soon there's 20 friends, and pretty soon there's 400. And the other thing that this is what my wife pointed out. So I grew it for a little while, and my wife pointed out the problem with this stupid plant is you can't pull it out of the ground unless the ground has had about 17 inches of rain on it, because it has a deep root system and it's just really hard to pull. Other than that, it's really a nice plant.
Okay, so what keeps it in check? Because I'm thinking of one that I did plant like maybe 10 years ago, and after about 7 or 8 years, I noticed, okay, there were little plantlets all over the place, and maybe it was the weather for that winter happened to be really bad, because it didn't come back 1 year, and I thought, I'm going to leave this out. But I just put in another one in a really dry location that I don't like to water. Am I up the creek?
No, you're not.
Okay.
It's okay. And as I say, the good thing is it'll bloom all year. And maybe this is a good plant for people with brown thumbs, because, you know, you can just barely get it to survive, and so it's not going to get any offspring.
So what does it look like? When does it bloom?
It blooms almost all year. It'll bloom from, you know, May until September. And it's kind of an odd color. It's kind of the color of...
It's kind of like a mauve.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I'm going to call it.
If it's not just a red or a pink, then I'm kind of thrown off.
It's kind of in between.
Yeah. And that's kind of, and it has variability, too. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but it can't make up its mind. So it's red and then pink and then some color I can't explain and then... That's kind of a salmon-y looking color, and a mauve, I guess, is a good description.
They're small flowers. I mean, it's like a cluster of a lot of small flowers. Yeah. Do you deadhead them to keep them blossoming?
I deadhead them right to the ground.
So you really don't care for this plant.
Oh, I can't say that. It does have its place. That place is usually somebody else's yard, but... you know, it's got a unique color to it, and it can be a little bit aggressive. Let's say that.
All right. So if you put it in an area where it doesn't get a lot of water, does it seem to do just fine and will continue to spread?
Yeah,
I'm
actually,
asking this
it does.
Because of personal. I'm like, I just put this in, so it's easy for me to take it up and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, actually, we have it planting at the Utah house where we don't water it at all, and it does quite well. And it tends to, as I say, in our situations there. And it is full sun there. It does tend to fill in those areas quite a bit. A little bit of shade, it's not going to bloom quite as much. It's not going to be quite as aggressive. Give it and it can do, as I say, it does fine without any water. But for it to do its best, it full sun and a little bit of water.
Where do you usually find? Where does this grow in nature? That's without any help from mankind.
I have no idea. That's a good question. The word that comes to mind probably isn't appropriate for radio. But I don't know where it's native to.
And what are butterflies attracted
to
it?
Yeah, it is good for butterflies and bees. Yeah.
So if you've got an area that you just can't get anything to grow in, maybe that might be the area to put it in.
Yeah.
I
guess
so
that's a pretty good idea. You know, you get those wildflower mixes, and when they come with about 30 different wildflowers, and after 2 years, you're down to 2. This would be one of the ones that would be left over that would still be blooming. So, yeah, you could put it into those areas where it can just go ahead and bloom and grow, and you don't have to maintain it much. But probably a great plant for that.
So why do they put it in these mixes? Just because they know it does grow so well and they want to make sure that you see green and flowers the first year?
I don't know. I think because it's a cheap seed, if you really want my opinion.
Okay. Because you can find it everywhere.
Yeah, you can. It's just a cheap seed.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of that's just driven by finances.
So our wait, don't plant that plant for today is Jupiter's Beard, also known as Cintranthus. And you can find it at garden centers all over the place, but if you can, avoid it. But if you get swayed by the color, which is what I did when I bought this second plant, put it somewhere that you don't want everything else to be taken
away. Don't want it to overtake. That's
correct. Jerry, thanks for coming in.